If a referendum were held today on whether to recognise Indigenous Australians in the Constitution, it wouldn't pass. That's the view of many Aboriginal leaders across the country who have welcomed today's federal government decision to defer a referendum. Instead, the government will ask the Parliament to pass an Act of Recognition as an interim step. Aboriginal groups say it's a realistic decision, but they're calling for a timeline on a future referendum to ensure that it does go ahead. Nicola Gage reports.
The Greens and the Independent MP Rob Oakeshott both called for a referendum to be held by the 2013 election in their agreement signed with Labor to form government in 2010. Now that won't be happening. Aboriginal groups acknowledge it's the right decision, but say it needs to stay on the agenda.
What we'd like to see is some, I think whether it's tied into the legislation, but we would like to see a time frame built in.
Jody Bruin is from the National Congress of Australia's First People. She says there was good reason to delay the referendum, but there needs to be a focus on when it will occur.
Yeah, I think a commitment to a time frame is really important, and I think that would give us a target and a time to work with the community.
And there has been no commitment yet?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
The government will ask Parliament to pass legislation this year for an Act of Recognition for Indigenous people. Mark Liebler is co-chair of an expert panel recommending changes to the Constitution. He says there wasn't enough awareness for a referendum to pass.
Only 39% of Australians even understand what the issue is all about. Once you come up with a specific proposal for a referendum, you're dealing with some complex issues, and we still haven't reached the point that we've got all of the major political parties on side in terms of, you know, the specific recommendations made by the expert panel. It takes time to work through this. No referendum will pass unless you get, as a minimum, bipartisan support, and that's something that needs to be developed as well too.
The referendum campaign is being run by You, Me, Unity. Tanya Hosh is its campaign director.
We know that the awareness levels are currently quite low. We also know that there's still, you know, vast numbers of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people who probably haven't had enough opportunity to absorb the recommendations that came out of the expert panel report. We've got funding available to support activities on that front, not just for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, but for all Australians. And so we just see that what we're trying to do is set up the right sort of infrastructure to try and increase that level of awareness and understanding and hopefully support when the question does come.
Katicha Thomas is South Australia's Aboriginal Engagement Commissioner.
Obviously I'm disappointed. However, we also understand that change is very slow. Change takes time and it takes hard work, and that is something in the Aboriginal community we're not afraid of.
Ms Thomas agrees that a time frame on a referendum is needed to ensure it goes ahead.
Absolutely, we need to have some timelines, but we don't know what the condition of that sunset clause might be. It may well be a plain old review of the Act and the question whether it needs to continue or whether we go to a referendum, and that's not good enough for me.
Despite being a realistic step, the delay is still disappointing for the Indigenous community. Adnyamatna Elder Enos March.
It's very important for the Aboriginal people's identity to be recognised in the national constitution. And I think that if this doesn't happen, I feel that this just goes to show that this is another form of racism for Australia towards the Aboriginal people.
Jody Bruin believes eventually Australia's First People will be recognised.
We've been committed to the referendum, but because we think it's really important to have strong protections for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people and strong recognition for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples, and we think it's really important for the heart and soul of this country.
Judy Bruin ending that report by Nicola Gage.